understand why, but I still go, ah.
Okay, good. All right, so recording in progress. Hello, Judith. Okay, so Donnie, the floor is yours.
I'm Donnie, and I'm a grateful recovered alcoholic addict and currently in BBA for my food issue, which is, wow, really, really got me all over the place in the steps. I was asked to come and talk with you about the fifth step today and how precious the fifth step is and how it taught me, you know, I'm always told that fear and faith cannot reside in the same place at the same time. But when I face the fifth step, I have a fear, but I've also gotten enough God right now at this point that I have the faith that not anything bad's going to happen. I'm going to be okay when I get to the other end, because you guys have given me the hope. I've heard that you've done it, and I'm still looking at you, and y'all didn't die. So I think I'll probably be okay. But the issue is, how do I do it? How do I find that person? So I just want to take one moment and center myself. God, help me set aside everything I think I know for an open mind and a new experience. Help me deliver the message you need on the fifth step and how precious that is to us in our program of recovery. God, just be with each and every one of us in these little squares and allow us to be a part of the fellowship and with you, God. Amen. Thank you for letting me take just a moment. So I've dug around in the forced. I guess a little bit about me. God separated me from alcohol on November the 5th of 2008. And I'll be forever grateful to him for that, because that is not something I did on my own. I did not walk into Alcoholics Anonymous and say, I want to quit drinking. I walked in because my psychiatrist said, you need to go to 90 meetings in 90 days of Alcoholics Anonymous. I didn't know what it was. I never heard of it. But I'm like, okay, this is extended therapy, right? So I show up with my pen and my pencil, and I'm going to class, right? I'm going to class on alcohol. And then something happened in the first 30 days, and God grabbed me and said, you know what? You don't have to do that anymore. Just follow this person. And so I did the steps three different ways in 3.5 years, and I got relief. Every time I did the steps, I got relief. The first time was in the 12 and 12. The second time was through a little process. The third time was the first time anyone had ever said, get a big book. And it happened to be a lady who did the big book awakening process, and my world changed. So, through the process of Big Book Awakening, now I know in the fourth step, I've dug around myself, I found some things out, and man, they're kind of heavy right now. All this stuff, it's like I got all this paperwork, here's all the stuff, what I do with it. And now I realize God already knows all about it. God's already known about it all along. I was the only one that didn't know God knew. But now I have to face somebody else. And I have to let them know what's going on. So the first thing is, am I willing to do that? A lot of, you know, we hear about the fourth step and people stall when they get the fourth step. But there's a stall at the fifth step too. And for me, I have to, every time I do my steps, I have to do my fourth step and immediately do that fifth step. That fifth step's got to be planned. That person has to be planned, because it's, for me, it's a big heavy weight and I can't carry it for very long. it's Adam, it's what did they call that? We carry that suitcase of stuff around with us. Well, now my suitcase is open, and it's, if you ever had a suitcase full of stuff and it's open, it's very difficult to carry all that stuff like that. So my suitcase is open now. I need somebody to help me with it. Who do I pick? What do I do? At this point in time, I have enough God in my pocket, living in my life, helping me out, that I'm told to be a process to let God let that person come to play. But it wasn't until the BBA process that somebody read to me on page 73, we must, and we point out the musts, because guess what? We're here at the tables, there are no musts in Alcoholics Anonymous, right? But here's a must. So it's a must. This is not something I cannot do. I have to do this. I must be entirely honest with somebody if I expect to live long or happily in this world. Rightly or naturally, I think well before I choose the person or persons. Person or persons. And when my BBA sponsor at that time said, okay, now I am married, I have children, I have grandchildren, I'm an aunt, I'm native, I have this cultural thing, I have a mom and a dad that function, she had, I have connections familiar with family that she didn't have. God bless her for saying and pointing out or persons, because I needed to tell somebody who could identify with the issues that I have, so they could help me point out and they could help me see those flaws I didn't see in the fourth step, because there's additional stuff. I'm an alcoholic. I lie to myself all the time. So, and I believe my lies. How crazy is that? So, I need somebody else to help me look at this. So God bless her, because she said, I'm going to listen to, I'll listen to all of it, but this portion I want you to talk to this person about, and this portion I want you to talk to that person about, because they were areas that she didn't have any experience with, and she didn't believe it, and she was right. She wouldn't be able to show me the flaws because she didn't have the experience. So she sent me where I needed to be with another BBA person. Ah, it was beautiful. It was scary because now I'm facing somebody with a piece of stuff of my life, and I don't know who that person is. I have no connection with them at all. So that was scary, but it was very, very good, and it worked very, very well. So there's two parts of the fifth step, and what role do I play in it? Right now, at this point in time in the book, I'm getting ready to give my fifth step to somebody. So I need to have somebody in my life that's closed mouth. I had a really bad experience one time with the fifth step, in that I found out what something is called pillow talk in AA. And that's where two AA members are, they're a couple. And she listened to my fifth step. And on the pillow talk, we talked a little bit about what Donnie's fifth step was. And when Donnie got to the hall the next day, there was her boyfriend talking about all my fifth step, and it broke my heart. But it taught me some things about listening to a fifth step, and it taught me some things about how do I find somebody to listen to my fifth step. I pray about it, and I leave it in God's hands, and I'm direct to places that I need to be, and it just happens. It just happens. So now I have this person that I'm going to get ready to tell my every ugly thing to. And I tell my every ugly thing to, and the person doesn't walk away. And the person still loves me. Holy moly. I don't even love me for some of the stuff that I did, but this person does. That was fantastic. That was phenomenal for me. And then, you know, those fifth step promises on page 75, they do come true. You know, I pocketed my pride and I illuminated, I showed every twisted part of me, every twisted character, every dark thing inside of me. And once I did this, holding nothing back, I get delighted. I get to look at the world in the eye. I get to stand up and look you right in the eye. I'm not like this anymore. When you look at me, I don't look down. I look you in the eye. It's what a wonderful feeling that is. And I can be alone and perfect at peace and ease. Yeah, my fears fall from me. I begin to feel the nearness of my creator. I have certain spiritual beliefs by now. Thank you. By now, at this point, I'm probably already reading 84 to 88. I'm already looking at 10 and 11. I'm already doing those kinds of things. So I have established some spiritual beliefs. And the feeling of the drink problem disappeared. I no longer have a mental obsession or physical craving. So these fifth step promises are coming true as I'm approaching this person that I'm going to tell it to. Then I'm going to tell it to this person, and I'm going to join them on the broad highway, walking with them hand in hand to the spirit of the universe. With the spirit, I get to walk side by side, shoulder to shoulder, eye to eye, right next to that person. And then this is the part that a lot of people don't do. Literally, they want you to take your book and put it on the sorry, my book's kind of put it on a shelf and then take it down and go to page 58 and read the first five proposals. Read the first five steps and ask, is my work solid so far? Are my stones in place properly? Are they shaped right? Is the cement good? Is the foundation good? Have I tried to make mortar without sand? And then she says, what didn't you tell me? I said, what are you talking about? What did you not tell me? What's in your pocket? And I'm like, I don't have any pockets. I'm looking for pockets. And she goes, what's in the bottom of your purse? So that's when that hour came in really handy, because I did have something. And it did come up in that quiet time, in that quiet hour, as I sat there with that paperwork on my lap and I was rereading those five proposals over each one of those. Each one of those, I read those five proposals and answered those questions. And new stuff came up. I got to be more free. So for me, there's freedom in the fifth. There really is freedom in the fifth. It is, for me, total, pardon my French, total hell getting there. But the fifth was awesome. Just awesome. And thank you for listening to my fifth steps, because... And thank you for helping me point out those things I didn't see in myself, because Donnie sees this. Donnie can see all out here. My eyes don't see this. I can't see inside me, but you guys get to. And you guys are so loving and kind and saying, hey, Donnie, you're wobbling a little today. And I'm blessed with that. So the fifth step is really cool. It's really... it's a blessing for me. On page 75, it tells me that if I do not dig down deep in the bottom of my pocket with the bottom of my purse. If I don't spend that quiet hour and let God finish the work with me, that this is a, I have now engaged on a life and death errand. I have to tell it all, no matter what it is. So when I'm getting ready to listen to a fifth step, I say, if whatever you're going to tell me could wind either one of us in jail, I have ministers and rabbi and a priest in the Catholic Church who all belong to the BBA process. They will listen to that part of that for us, because neither one of us need to go to jail. Anyway, with that, I'm Doni. I'm a grateful recovered alcoholic, so blessed to be a part of the BBA community. Thank you for listening to me babble on about fifth step. I'm going to pass. Have a blessed day.
Thank you, Doni. Thank you very much for that inspiring fifth step share. I'm going to stop recording now.